Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Matt Makin's joining us as we talk about La Nina versus El Nino. Back on that in just a moment.
With all the ups and downs in the cattle market, risk protection, one of the most important things we could be talking about. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
There's really no reason why not to take advantage of this. You don't pay the premium until the month after the expiration of your contract. You can go to bed at night knowing I have my cattle locked in. You can walk into your banker to say, I insured my cattle. I know I'm protected to move on to that next year to keep those cattle insured.
For more information, visit farmdataservices.com. Farm Data Services is an equal opportunity employer.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Atmospheric scientist Matt Makin's on the program at the Hemp Hill County Beef Conference in Canadian, Texas, and he told ranchers that were there, enjoy the significant April rains. They're not going to be lasting all that long because we are still at the end of the day in the middle of La Nina.
She's in charge, will be for the rest of the year.
You indicate what, even 2026 looks like it will be La Nina.
If history repeats itself, odds strongly favor, you know, La Nina's presence into 2026. So that's, you know, we're in it for a while. It's not, there's no sudden change coming our way.
And the general type of weather patterns that we get here in the southern part of the United States.
When you're in La Nina, for beef producers in the southern U.S., look for drought more often than not. So the recent period of wetness in the Panhandle, the recent wetness in parts of Oklahoma, some cases the wettest April on record or top five, you know, take that water because it does not fit the long-term trend. And you're going to have precipitation timed out very well rather than having plenty of it. It needs to come on the day you need it. That's a La Nina. El Nino is the opposite. You get water, but La Nina is looking for your timing of rainfall because you're usually not going to get very much of it.
Really interested to see those projections that you gave us regarding pasture and range conditions for Oklahoma, Texas especially, much, much better than the recent average.
Yeah, if you look at, so this is a USDA product, just like corn, wheat, all that. Is it rated poor, fair? We just create an index out of it. If you look at that index from this year and say over the past 5 years, compare them, our pasture and ranges in the Southern Plains are healthier and are likely to be healthier than they have been the last 5 years. Good news. And then you can overlay years like 11, 12, 13 and get a comparison there. And it's not as bad in that case either. So, yeah, it's a valuable tool to kind of relate. Okay, well, I hear you, what you're saying about La Nina. What does that mean for the grass? And that's a better way to do it.
This is a very important time of the year because we're really establishing how much hay we're going to get for the entire year right now.
Right. And on another token, look at your wheat. If you didn't have that early November water in Oklahoma, where would that wheat have been in January, February when you got the cold? What would it look like today? And now you're getting another well-timed system for your hay. So somebody's praying in Oklahoma, and their prayers are very well-timed for wheat from November and for hay for the moisture right now. And it looks, you know, the outlook for the next 4 weeks is relatively favorable for hay producers across the region.
Atmospheric scientist Matt Makin's. You got the beef buzz on Ron. Livestock risk protection. It's a great tool to help protect your cattle operation from falling cattle prices. And Dakota Moss knows LRP.
The best thing a producer can do if they are utilizing LRP in their operation is to be proactive as possible, and they need to know their numbers, know their business, and be watching those prices to figure out, okay, here's when I market my cattle. That price looks amazing. Let's not hope for something better tomorrow. Let's get that put on so we can sleep good at night.
Learn more by going to livestockriskservices.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.